No, let's start with that one because that's like an actual thing. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick. Joining me today is the wonderful
Jill.
And welcome to Liku Studios Podcast Freeware Game Review number 81, The Sims Social and Facebook Games. So what's up?
Not much.
That was an intro. How'd that go for you? You've never been on a podcast with an intro.
No, I haven't. It's always been spur of the moment, like, let's get in the basement, let's just do stuff, you know?
And yeah.
Now it's actually official. I don't know. It's intimidating a little.
A little bit. But, I mean, it's only because of the mics.
Yeah, they are quite different. I like the headset, you know?
I gotta admit, I was in the radio station the other day. Mm-hmm. And they were like, hey, sit in front of a mic and grab some headphones. And I was like, oh, okay. And they were like, don't worry about like the, you know, millions of people who could be out there listening to you right now. And I was like, no, you know, this is actually an extremely comfortable place for me. We are that close to being like an actual on-air radio station kind of setup.
Really cool.
Isn't it?
I like that. It really is the mic that gives us like the extra feeling of importance. Like, yeah. No pressure, man. Like, it's good.
So what are we talking about?
We're talking about Sims Social on Facebook.
So whenever it's sort of in that stream on the right-hand side, whenever it pops up and it says, how would you rate the Sims Social? I always rate it 1 star. How about you?
I've never rated it.
No?
No. But if I did, I'd probably give it a 4 because I'm that kind of person.
What? I am from the school that all of these Facebook games are identical and rubbish. So, let's start on a positive. What do you like about this game? Why do you play this game?
Well, I play it because I can play it with you. So yeah. I can go and interact with your character without actually interacting with anyone. I like collecting shit a lot.
Yeah, it's true.
The whole game is collecting stuff to get better stuff, to collect more stuff.
Yeah.
Be it money, social points, furniture, rooms,
yeah,
land.
They got like 5 different currencies plus items. It's really weird.
Yeah, and I don't like that you have to pay for the one currency. Like, I wish you could trade a certain amount of, like, social points for the currency.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, even if it was, like, kind of like an, what is the game we play?
Spiral Knights.
Yeah, Spiral Knights, where you can trade a certain amount of points for 100 energy. I would like if you could trade, like, 500 Sims points for, like, 10 cash points.
Cash money energy points.
Yeah, like...
To be fair, they do have the sort of, like, consecutive playing jackpot thing. So I played for 5 days in a row, and I got 2 more coins.
I have to remember to log on later, because it's my 5th day, and I get my 2 more coins.
I could... Well, it's, like, random between, like, 1 and 10 or something like that.
Yeah, you can get up to 10.
To be fair, I need, like, 50, because I just got my art skill up to the level... where I can buy that, like, sweet art computer, but you can only get it with real cash points.
Yeah, I could see that.
Which is annoying, but I mean, that's why these games are rubbish and, in a sense, kind of evil, because they're built around this idea of, like, there's a lot that you can do for free, but you only get a little taste, and it's built around, you know, people like you who get hooked on collecting stuff and, like, checking off, you know, all the things and all the quests, and then it's just like, well, now you've played this for so long... If you want to keep playing, you have to give us money, and they're just banking on the fact that most people just be like, I need it. Here's your money.
Well, what? I'm at a month now playing almost every day because I'm addicted.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Sometimes twice a day if I can get away with it, like today. And I still haven't even finished building all my rooms yet. Like, I haven't gotten all the land, which is one really annoying thing because if people don't actually look at your wall... They don't see that you need them to click shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I need 5 more, I don't know, hopes was one of the things I needed for forever.
I like how hope is just like a commodity.
Yeah, and nobody was giving me hope. I was hopeless. Not to be loveless, but hopeless.
Yeah.
And like, it's just so annoying because I'll be waiting and every day I'll check and I'll be like, oh yeah, I got my thing. Oh no, I didn't get it yet. Well, I can count on him to click it and maybe Rebecca will. Please, somebody else look at my page.
Yeah. I mean, like the first week I was playing, I set up like a list of friends who played it, and mm-hmm. it was like just Sims. So then I would switch to that list and only see the people who would be posting those things, and then yeah. just click down. Because if I click it, or if you know you click somebody else's, mm-hmm. it gives you a bonus too. It's yeah. usually like some little piddlance, like 5 simoleons.
But it's still something.
It's something, but you know, that's the other thing. That's what makes this game like every other Facebook game, is that mm-hmm. it mm-hmm. like the gamified version of socialization mm-hmm. is just. It benefits me to help you.
Yeah.
It's not actual, like, I mean, it can be kind of depressing, because if you break it down, maybe in regular socialization, it benefits me because I like hanging out with you, and that's why I hang out with you. But that just sounds like such a mean thing to say.
No, it kind of makes sense, though, because that, you know, you're not just friends with somebody because they have purple hair, usually. You're friends with somebody because you have a common interest, and it benefits both of you to share that common interest rather than feel alone.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole thing, going down this path, really gives credence to the people who say that everything you do is pretty much selfishly driven. Like, you don't do anything if you don't get some sort of benefit out of it. And really, these games just put that into numbers.
I'd be lying if I said that wasn't true, because there's many times where, like, Crystal's thing will pop up, and it'll be like, do you wish to send her hope? I'll be like, nope. And then Rebecca's will shine up, and it'll be like, do you want to send her hope? And I'll be like, yeah, sure, it's Rebecca. So it is driven by needs and desires in the game, but, you know, sometimes you don't really want to share.
Yeah, I don't know, like, I stopped, whenever it's like, you leveled up, would you like to share 5 simoleons? No. I've stopped caring about that.
Yeah.
If anything, because it's faster to not do it.
Mm-hmm, just hit the cancel and you're done.
Which is actually bad game design, because to play the game better is to do it faster, which is to not do those things. So that is a poor decision they've made.
And especially on my computer, where it will pop up with the second window, but it takes 5 minutes to load it.
Yeah.
And by that, I'm like, no, I don't care enough to wait for this to load.
I think it's hilarious that every time it loads, it has to load all of the pieces in your yard individually. And so many times I've started up where, like, the Sim is just dying to use the bathroom. And I'm like, we'll go use the bathroom. He's like, I can't. It hasn't loaded yet.
Yeah. I must say, I love visiting your house, though, because the chairs in the front, your house loads the quickest.
Yeah.
So, like, if I have to do something.
Because it's
like,
all the same
Nick's
thing.
Nick's house.
Yeah. No, it's great. That's why I don't like visiting anybody else, because nobody's house loads as fast as mine does.
Mm-hmm. Ryan's loads pretty fast, too, now.
That's true, but that's because he hasn't played since that first time he played. So his house, it would be probably the smallest, because even though he has rooms, I now have more chairs than he does. Yeah. Wait a second.
Yeah. But nevertheless, some other good things about the game.
Okay, yeah. Let's see what you got.
Well, let's go back.
Lay it on the table. Let's see.
Well, first off, it's a building game, which is cool, because I get to customize how I would want to make something.
Yeah.
Then it's a collecting game, which I also really like. I get to interact with my friends and, like, make better friendships or, you know, romances, or be a total jerk if I want to. Whatever. You get points for everything, and that makes you feel really good.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, oh, I can cook better now. Oh, I can write better. Oh, I leveled up regularly. Oh, my house leveled up.
Like, washing your hands gives you mood.
Yeah.
It just ups your mood straight up. It's like they're telling you, here's how you should feel.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you get inspiration bonus points for doing stuff, and you get money, and you get energy, and you get star. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, it sort of pisses me off that, like, when you do something, everything flies out of it, and then you still actually have to hover over it to pick it up.
Yeah.
In fact, you don't. If you just wait,
it'll eventually load.
Yeah, it just does it itself, but it's just like,
you feel the need to grab it.
You do. It's like trying to be active in this game or something. It's like actually trying to take part and, you know, play a game or something.
Yeah. I've learned that game works best if you just kind of load it, do 5 actions really quick, and then let it sit for a while.
Yeah.
Because then it rebuilds your energy while you go do something productive.
Yeah. Which is, you know, there was a game we talked about once when I had Will on. We talked about Tribal Wars. Mm-hmm. Tribal Wars is a game which I still actually haven't played it, because I don't like games that are based on being social. But
but you play Sim Social for me, so it's appreciated.
Well, I don't actually talk to anybody. I don't do any social. But the point of Tribal Wars was, like, when you first start playing it, it's got the same sort of, like, based on time stuff. So you know, it's like, all right, build a spearman. That'll take 5 minutes. Don't worry about that. It'll take 5 minutes, and you can, you know, go and do that, and then everything takes about 5 minutes, so you're just doing cycling and going, going. But then, like, the more powerful you get and the bigger your town gets, you end up with, like, okay, build, like, you know, horse cavalry. That'll take a day. So even though there's a lot of investment up front, as your attention starts to wane with the game, then it's like, no, we know this. Just come back once a day now. You've played enough.
Okay.
And I'm trying to remember if that game actually had any, like, of the, like, buying points to it where they wanted real cash money.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. They seemed like they had, like, a decent system going to actually work with the, you know, time base. Instead of being Farmville, which is time-based, but it's all about just, you know, the highest yielding crops, and then that's it.
Nobody can see my face of pain when you mention Farmville, though. It's just, it hurts.
But these games are exactly the same.
No, they're not.
If it wasn't for the fact, okay, you can't just, like, up and buy a Chinese luck dragon in Farmville.
Precisely.
But there is a dude who shows up with a blimp and takes you to the British farm side where you get to build, like, a house and make it into a cafe.
See?
Like, it's different stuff, but it's the same stuff.
It's the same concept, different stuff. I never even gave it a chance. I was just like, ew, no. This is the first real game I'm playing on Facebook. Because, like, I did Farkle for a while, and I did Bejeweled. Which, neither of those are games.
No, those are games. Farkle is like a betting game.
Yeah.
Because it's about risk, reward, and probability and all that. Mm-hmm. So really, that's like a gambling game. And Bejeweled, it's a color matching game. But, you know, that's like Tetris Attack or something like that. It's a weird solitaire version of Tetris Attack, which is why I like that so much.
Have you done the Bejeweled Blitz?
Yes.
It's pretty all right.
It's pretty cool. But, you know, then they also do the things about, like, well, you know, here, do this and buy this. And then when you get to higher levels, you need to, like, pay more real cash, otherwise you have to wait forever.
Ah, see, I didn't get to the higher levels yet. I lost interest.
I logged into Bejeweled Blitz the other night, and it was like, you have like 75,000 of the in-game currency, and that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one thing that'll waste most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, I'll do that. I don't remember what my plan was and why I was hoarding so much. I used it. It came back and said, like, hey, would you like to do it again?
For
it'll
40?
Cost real cash money.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Ew. No, see, the real cash money concept just upsets me in the games. Like, it is supposed to be a free game. If it is free, keep it free.
Well, I mean, you look at something like Spyro Knights.
Yeah.
You can get a lot of fun just playing free in Spyro Knights, and you can do everything. But it's something that, you know.
But you can't do everything.
Yeah, you can. No, you can't.
You can't.
That's true, you can't because of. No, you can, because if you play long enough, you can buy. You can get enough crowns to buy the energy to make whatever swords you need.
Do you know how long it would take you just to get to tier 3?
Forever.
Yeah.
So, but you can, like, in a very technical, mechanical sense, you can do it.
Oh.
It just takes however many years, however much playtime, over however many days, with recharge time, all of that.
Oh my god, that would take forever.
But the point is, like, their thing is they're just like, just give us some cash and we'll cut down some time for you. And, like, it really works the same way that I think, like, everything in life works, which is that you're paying for convenience. Like, I'm going to give money to you, and you're going to do something that I don't want to do for me.
Yeah, this is true.
Because, I mean, like, you know, fast food, that's cooking with convenience. Going to a mechanic, if you didn't go to a mechanic, you'd have to learn how to fix your car and get all the parts. No, you pay for time and labor.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay for parts and labor. Otherwise, you're just paying for parts, and then you put in your own time.
I got to log back into Spiral Knights.
I logged in.
Like, $25 worth of credit on there still.
Really?
Yeah.
I logged in. I finally got it to run on my laptop again, so I'm super happy. And I dropped $10 into it to get the Tails.
Don't tell me about things I could buy in the game, because I'm one of those people that will go buy it even though she has $6 in her wallet. Okay?
Yeah, I know. No, and I just bought it, but I can't put it on my code because I don't have the highest tier code, and I don't know how it works that if you can, like, transfer it up.
This girl.
You do?
I would be tier 4. All I gotta do is get to the basement once.
Mm.
Like, I've done everything else.
Actually, I gotta log back in. I was just waiting to get enough something. I was waiting for a bid to end so I would have some fine fabric so that I could make an angelic helm. Because then I have, like, my tier 3 helmet, and that'll take me to the end.
I mean, to be fair, part of the reason I move so fast in Spyro Knights is because that one idiot or wonderful person, I still haven't decided, gave me $100,000 for an item that's worth $1,000 because they bid wrong. So I had more money than I knew what to do with, so I bought everything I needed and then just had to wait for it to come.
Yeah. I remember I logged on for a while, and I was just playing money-making game. Like, I would go in, buy materials cheap, make swords with the free energy, and then sell them. And I was making, like, 2K a day with, like, 10 minutes of work.
Yeah, and it was nice.
So right now, I'm still sitting on, like, 23,000 after I bought the recipe for that helmet.
We should play that later. But back to The Sims on Facebook, because we've deviated. What don't you like about it? Because I've given my reasons why I like it.
It's not a well-designed game.
It's free on Facebook.
But there are free games maybe on Facebook. Like, Spyro Knights is a free game that is well-designed.
But it's not on Facebook.
Why are you going to Facebook to play games?
That's what I mean.
You're expecting
a good game from something that's not a game place.
No, I'm not. I did not go into this expecting that it was a good game, and I'm trying to give it a chance. I've been playing it, but like you talk about, you know, it's about getting stuff so that you can get better stuff. And you get no. I went through like all the stuff in the shop, and I did the math for like how much, because they score you on house value. That is what goes like the high score and the ranking of your friends. The thing, and I did the math to see, like, what gives you the most house value per each currency type. And the chairs that line my front lawn give you the best for simoleons. And the tables that are filling in the rest of my thing give you the best for social currency.
See,
they just have the highest output.
You put more effort into it, brain-wise, than I want to. It's just like, okay, click, enjoy. I would never think to sit there and be like, what could give me the best result?
But that's the thing. Like when people talk about min-maxing and, in a sense, gaming, that's a lot of people look at it that way. Like, that's why people say that tic-tac-toe is bad, because you can solve it.
Yeah.
Like, I can show you right now, like, every single game state of tic-tac-toe. And then, you know, checkers is more complicated than that, and chess is more complicated than that. Actually, somebody gave me for Christmas 3D tic-tac-toe.
It looks cool.
Yeah, I still haven't played it with anybody. But I was sitting there with this 3D tic-tac-toe, and I was just looking at it trying to go, like, can I figure out if there is a tie end game? And I don't think there is, which means that, or at least I couldn't find one, which means I haven't been able to solve it, which is a good sign. But, you know, Sims, if I can sit there and, you know, it took me maybe 5 minutes to do all that math and just compare, and, like, it's so simple to solve. Like, that's not a good game. And, like, everything else is just all of that, the positive feedback loop about, I ask you to give me something, we both get something out of it, and then you ask me for something, we both get something out of it. And the way, and that's what makes it exactly like Farmville and Mafia Wars and all of that stuff. Like, every Facebook game where you think of games like this, that's what, it's that mechanic that makes them all the same and work like this.
Okay.
It's because it's all about, you know, I will post something that you will click on and we will both benefit. So it pays for me to talk about it and for you to respond to me. And then we just bounce off of each other. And the more people you get to bounce off of you, the better you do, the more, and the faster you can do it. I was working on getting that comic drawing table for my Sim. And it took me like a week because I only have three people that I care to bother with this stuff, which is you and Crystal and Ryan, except Ryan doesn't play.
So it's me and Crystal.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so if I need three of something, I'd need to wait 2 days to get to get all of them, and then one extra.
Well, like I said, I can count on you and Rebecca to click the two, and then I'm always waiting on like someone lucky to click the third one.
But that's why my aunt played a lot of Mafia Wars. Like, she probably maxed out Mafia Wars, like, right up until they started Mafia Wars 2 or whatever it was. And that's, you know, including like the Cuba and Florida expansions or whatever they had. I don't remember. But it's the exact same thing. And what she had was, she had this group, like, I think it was Gears of Gaming, which they were like, they had like a separate forum set up off of Facebook. And, but they were just like, let's be friends on Facebook and through these games. Not to actually socialize and become friends, just to click on each other's shit.
That's annoying.
It's super annoying, but that's how she was able to max this out. And she wasn't waiting on all things, because people were just like, I'm going to make a note with all these people's names in it. It says, click this link. And then, like, she can get 200 people who will click their link, and they all get their five things, and just streamlining the everybody bouncing off of each other mechanic for no other purpose but to just fulfill that mechanic.
See, I'd have trouble with that.
Well, you have trouble with that, but that is...
Like, that's what the
that is taking it to its conclusion, is what it's doing, which is why I don't really want to, you know, give it any credence if you're playing with it on a small scale, because that's where it leads to.
See, I would just play the game to collect all of the items I could buy. Like, that is, I don't care what my house value is.
Mm.
I just want to buy everything. I want to have it all in my house, make my house the way I want it.
Which I do have to admit, your house looks pretty cool.
Thank you. I'm getting there. But you see the cool hallway I added now?
No, because I can't sit there long enough and wait for all of your crap to load.
Yeah.
It's also just a poorly built app, I feel, because it breaks all the time and it takes forever to load. And sometimes it'll just like break when you say, oh, I need to send a message to this person. And it like pops up the thing to bring up a Facebook message, and it just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Which I think that's also a problem with some of the other Facebook games. But like all the ones that Zynga runs, they have that stuff down pat, so it breaks way less often.
Yeah. I don't know. I gotta move the house around still, but I added like an outside game room that's now gonna be connected through a hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna put a master bathroom in the back and combine what is the bathroom and the bedroom into a huge bedroom and then add on to the living room. I have a plan now. But now it's just like, okay, I gotta do actions to get money.
Yeah.
Don't care about house value.
And you see, cause like when we're playing, like when you play the Sims regular, like actual The Sims. Like, I'll actually play that from time to time, but what I get is I'll just put in the cheat code to give me all of the money so that I can, you know, set up my house, get all the clothes I want, do all of that. Because I love the customization stuff. It's, you know, something we've said on this podcast before. It's fun to play dress-up, no matter what the game is. But, you know, like, if it's going to take forever to load so you can see your stuff or you can see your friend's stuff, and then if the stuff that you're doing to get to getting that stuff is no fun and it takes a long time, it's not worth it to me to get that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather go and play a game that actually, you know, is sort of fun to play and I get to play dress up and customize stuff. Like, that's why I love Trackmania.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a long time now, all the time I've been playing it, I've now probably put more time into making skins for the cars than I have in actually playing the tracks.
Gotcha, because you just want to make stuff for it.
I want to make cool stuff, yeah. I want to make cool stuff and show off, and there's better ways to do it than The Sims Social, because the rest of it is... It is a game in that there are mechanics, and they score you.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a fun game, and I don't think it's a good game.
Well, see, for me, like, you could make the skins, you could do stuff like that. I'm not that creative, so The Sims Social works for me because it is like, yes, I can imagine what I would want a house to look like. This gives me the ability to do it within simple blocks because there's the grid. Go from there.
But you could just do that with regular Sims. Like,
but see, I don't have regular Sims, and I wouldn't want to play it because I can't go visit my friends.
Which,
and also, you're... like, the weekly quests that change. Like, this week is, like, Marie Antoinette or something like that.
I haven't done any of those because...
See, I like those, because you get cool, free, random stuff.
Because one of them wanted me to search through, like, one of them wanted me to go, like, ask five other Sims for something.
Yeah.
I don't have five other people who play. I just can't straight can't do that. Yeah. One was, like, search through three garbage bins. I didn't want to do that, because I didn't want to put a garbage bin on my house.
Gotcha.
Well, I do like my house, because there are no more rooms.
Yeah.
But I don't like that was not my choice, because I sold my rooms, and then it wanted me to rebuild them, and you can't do that without people, and I did not have enough people at that time to rebuild rooms. Like, silly design choices like that just tell me that, like they made this game because they were like, yo, Facebook games like Farmville are big hits. Let's make our own.
Yeah.
And that's why so many exist. And this is not one of the better ones, I feel.
No. But... I mean,
but it does have make your house
simple to enjoy, to just dick around on. It's great if you want something in depth where it's going to actually work every time you want it to work. Not so much The Sims Social.
And I can't even blame it on Facebook.
No, it's not.
Because, like, the Tetris Friends on Facebook, I think I like it better on Facebook than it is on the Tetris Friends site.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just links up with all of your friends, and it'll show all your high scores.
That's cool.
Like since, you know, sort of with the death of the arcade, I feel like this is actually a good way to do, like, high score boards and to sort of show off. Because it's just like, here's your score, here's everybody you know, they see yours, you see theirs.
Mm-hmm. We should have an arcade one day. With a karaoke bar upstairs.
It'd be great.
Yeah. I'm pro this. We can have a Jill sandwich.
The place over at Merchant Square, they're actually having a sandwich design contest. If you send in a design for a new interesting sandwich, if they pick yours, they name it after you.
Really?
Yeah.
I should get on that.
You should figure out what to send a Jill sandwich.
I should. I might do that later now. 'Cause that would be quite interesting to finally have my own sandwich. I only made them for so many years. But yeah.
Do you do any other like Facebook gaming aside from Farkle and Bejeweled Blitz? Bejeweled Blitz is fun. I like that because it has a high score. Yep. It's actually like a fun game, even if it's simple. Mm-hmm. But it's something, you know. I feel like I'm playing a game when I do that. When I play The Sims, I feel like I'm doing work to get something that's only half cool because of how often it breaks.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that. Like, and I get what you're saying, because with the quest that I'm trying to do to get the stupid doll, because this week's quest is like a double quest.
Okay.
So, like, there's a main quest, and there's three sub-quests in that quest to get the main quest, if that made sense.
I believe it does.
Okay. And it's three different dolls. And the first doll, you have to buy it for, like, an ass ton of money. Jeez. I mean, like, I think it was, like, 1,500 social points.
Oh, man.
Yeah, which I had, so that was okay. But you have to build it. So then you need to ask your friends to send you, I think it's like ice, hope, and something else.
Yeah.
And that's step one. Then the middle doll you can only get once you buy the perfume table, because you have to clean it or do something with it 7 times. And it costs $7,600, like the little silver coins.
Yeah.
And then the last one is you have to do an actual quest to unlock. And the quest is like, clean 6 things in your house, paint something, and get a writing skill or something like that. Well, the only thing in my house that will let me clean for some reason is the sink. So I had to buy 5 different sinks, keep washing my hands till they were dirty, and then clean the sinks. But I did it. I accomplished the quest.
But that's gaming. That is figuring out how to accomplish this thing and then doing it.
Yeah.
And the game is just like, there's such ridiculous ways to do it.
Yeah. And like, I couldn't get the Dragon Quest because for some reason, no stove would let me cook mud pies.
Really?
I was like, but you tell me to go click on a stove, but it doesn't pop up. And I was like, no, Sims, I'm angry with you.
I don't even have a stove in my house anymore.
I don't have a high enough cooking skill, so I had to keep going and visiting Jake.
Oh, okay.
Which, it's all Jake's fault that I'm playing this game. And I'm addicted to it, because I wasn't going to start. And Jake was like, you'll really like it. You should play. Yeah. I really like it. How many hours I've wasted on it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's why I like, if you boil it down to, you know, make cool stuff, make things look how you want to, mm-hmm. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
That's why I've been playing Minecraft very mindlessly for the last few days, and I now have a golden palace that stretches the entire vertical length of the map.
See, I like Minecraft, but I have trouble building in it for some reason. I guess because it's like it's not 3D, but the building aspect of you can make things that are not one-dimensional.
Yeah.
I can't handle that.
Yeah, I can see.
As soon as it's like, okay, I want to build a room, I can build the flat square room. As soon as you want me to make it, like, a tower, I'm like, I'm just going to go dig underground. I'll be back in, like, 4 days, guys. I'll go find the middle of the earth. I'll dig a big hole and come back up.
Well, that's also why playing in creative mode is really fun, because mm-hmm. that actually lets you fly around and instant create and destruction of blocks, so you don't worry too much about goofing.
Yeah, that probably would help me. I do like digging underground a lot, though.
Yeah.
I like making underground mazes. Mm-hmm. That one was so awesome. When you get lost in your own maze, you know you've made a good one.
Yeah. All right, so...
Yeah. Other Sims games, or other Facebook games, not really. I think the only other thing on the board would be the Risk game, but I only played that to get the arcade box in Facebook.
But that was cool. Like, that's actually a good version of Risk. Like, it's an actual game. It's Risk, but it's an actual game. And then they have... the whole, like, deploying troops to it. So that's, like, a new twist on it. Although I think some of the more recent Risk board games have done that. Like, mm-hmm. I think even the Future Risk or the Halo Risk. There's a Halo Risk. Soon there's going to be a Metal Gear Solid Risk, too.
I'd believe it. They would do that.
I would really want to get my hands on the Metal Gear. I don't want to buy it, but I would like to acquire it.
We could go play it somewhere. I'm sure we could find somewhere that has it.
Yeah. But, you know, you go in and you play Risk, and you can play it with a whole bunch of people. Mm-hmm. You take turns, so it's kind of like, you know, chess by mail at a point. But then they still have, you go back and you build your base, and you have to pay, like, the in-game cash to buy these guys, and you wait for more troops. That way you have troops to deploy when you're playing a regular game. Or you pay them real cash money, and boom, a whole bunch of troops and stuff at once.
Yeah.
So that is just what you... Like, if it has all of those mechanics, that is really what we mean by Facebook games. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't consider Bejeweled a Facebook game.
Yeah, no, I guess not.
It's a game you can play on Facebook, but it focuses on being, like, a fun game first, rather than being something that just has those... feedback loop mechanics.
See, I would like to play the Risk game if you and I played a game.
Yeah.
But I don't so much want to play it otherwise, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to play it versus a computer.
No, and I think that's the sort of point of it. Like, I haven't played it since, but I actually have been really thinking about just starting and playing a game with you. Mm-hmm. I think I got somebody else to, like, hit me up through that game, so there's a chance of actually playing with real people.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually something with, a bunch of the iPhone games that I've been playing, because I played the Words with Friends, which is a Zynga game, and they do all of the Facebook games, basically. They did Mafia Wars and Farmville and Cityville and whatever. But they do Words with Friends, which is Scrabble. But this mechanic of, like, I take my turn, and then I'll wait until you take your turn. It works with Scrabble, it works with Risk, it works with this new one called Hero Academy, which is, you know games like Fire Emblem, and Golden Sun?
Yeah.
It's basically a game like that, where you get, like, five actions on a turn on, like, a really small field.
Uh-huh.
And then the other person takes their five actions, and then you just go back and forth until somebody wins. It's actually pretty fun.
That sounds pretty cool. I could get behind that.
Yeah.
I like Fire Emblem.
Me too. I like Super Robot Wars.
I like Golden Sun.
Golden Sun's pretty good. Shining Force, old school.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do without playing trade, Nick. Like...
Jill, don't worry about it. It's like... I forget who the quote is attributed to now, but it's what they said at my graduation, and I've taken it as a mantra ever since.
Okay.
We will find a way, or make one.
Will we start making our own DS games? Because that'd be pretty cool.
My roommate did it. He made games that he played on his DS. He booted it up, played his game.
Okay. Well...
It was sick.
We should get behind that, because... I mean, I'm going to save a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But... I'm pretty sure I bought every DS. I bought the DS. I bought every game. I bought the PSP, and I bought every PSP game from Play and Trade. That's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of loyalty.
Yeah, like, I think I almost have, like, 20 DS games now.
Wow.
And I bought my DS less than 2 years ago from them. But I never paid more than $10 for a game.
That's also pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just getting nice to... Don't worry, we'll figure it out.
I know. I'm gonna die.
All right, let's sum it up.
Yes.
Would you suggest to other people playing SimSocial?
I would suggest playing SimSocial if you're going in for a game that you just want to collect things, not take too seriously, and not gonna get upset if it crashes on you. If you're someone that wants reliability in a game, consistency, and, you know, a challenge, don't play SimSocial.
Okay.
If you just want to dick around, it's a good game.
Yeah, like, and I'm going to follow that with just, like, if you are already sort of on Facebook and you want to play something that will let you customize your own house, you may still not want to play this. You may want to go get The Sims. Like, even The Sims 1, even though they're up to 3 now. Mm-hmm. You go get The Sims 1. It'll run better. It'll run faster, I imagine.
Take up less space.
Yeah. Go play Minecraft. Play with Legos. Yeah. There's so many things which accomplish what the good part of this game better.
Yeah.
Is sort of my thing about it.
And I get that. I do. But I can multitask and have the Facebook open while doing my homework. Online at school.
Jill, Nick. I should be scolding you for stuff like that. But...
What's homework?
I don't remember, and that makes me glad.
Yeah, see?
All right, so...
Is this my first sign-off? Is this like...
Yeah, this is going to be your first outro. Okay, so I got to do... We got an outro. We always feel like we're going to forget it, but we have one. I'm going to put links to the game very begrudgingly into the show notes. The show notes can be found at alikustudios.net/podcast. While you're at Aliku Studios, you can read our webcomics. You can check out the videos that we post. We have some games up there. There's a whole bunch of cool stuff for you to just go and check out. You can leave comments on the podcast. If you have something that you want to suggest to us, tell us what you like, what you didn't like, something you would like to hear us talk about, you give us any kind of feedback at all, you can send that to podcast@alikustudios.net. That is the email address. You can also catch us on Twitter at Aliku. That is always a very quick way to get in touch with us and just give a hello and what's up. If you want to be super nice, you can go find us on the Zune Marketplace or on the iTunes Store. You can leave us reviews and ratings. You can also subscribe to us there. You can find us on Facebook while you're on the Facebook games.
Yeah!
Facebook.com/Aliku. You can do that. You can be fans with us there. Leave us comments there. So many ways to get in touch with us. You might as well try something.
We appreciate all ideas, comments, everything you throw at us, you know.
Yeah, we're so gracious every time something comes in. It is like, it is a ray of sunshine on a cloudy day.
They click hope. They give us hope every time they leave a comment.
And then we'll click back.
Yeah!
We'll catch you next time.
Oh, that was good. That was a good wrap up there, Nick.
5th Jesse, I'm going to kick him in the nuts.